You're listening to Counterculture on RCR.
Reality Check Radio.
Welcome to Kiwi Farm. Established 1840. Oinky sat in his office in the old farmhouse. It was a lovely space. The old drawing room, with a big old bay window that looked upon the comings and goings of the farmyard and down the tree-lined driveway up to the main road. Kiwi Farm was really very, very beautiful, even with its leaky pipes and cantankerous sheep and inclement weather. Inclement was how Oinky's mood felt. Actually, he was glum and gloomy, a melancholic mess. The sheep hated him. Didn't matter what he did. They moaned and bickered and bitched. They were ugly when they were hangry. But they'd been overfed for years by Napoleon Squealer, oft bleating about the importance of equity. Obviously, being equitable meant their bellies must be full too. Winky sighed and looked forlornly out the big bay window. Even the usually bright shine of his smooth-shaven skull was dull and dishevelled. It was then that Winnie Ben entered the room, perfectly quiffed and a twinkle glistening in his eye.
"What's going on to get a twist in your tail, Oinky?" asked the old donkey.
Oinky heaved a great sigh.
"When I was young, I never needed anyone. I was making love. It was just for fun. Those days are gone. I'm living alone, Winnie. I think of all the friends I've known, and when I dial a phone, nobody's home. I'm all by myself. I don't want to be all by myself anymore." "Hogwash!"
bellowed Winnie.
"Honestly, Oinky, pull yourself together. If you want to last in office, stop feeling sorry for yourself."
"But the sheep hate me, Winnie. The coonies even more. The free rangers laugh and sneer when I walk past. And Chippy's crew glare at me as if I'd sold their firstborn into slavery. I can't bear it, Winnie."
Winnie Ben was the farm's donkey. He's seen leaders come and go. And here he was, yet again, with a leader with a crisis of confidence. But that was okay. This wasn't this old donkey's first rodeo. Winnie looked Oinky square in the eye.
"Do you know how long I've been doing this, Oinky?"
asked Winnie.
"Oh, a while," responded Oinky.
"Oinky, I've been doing this since before you were dropping dung donuts. I'm a donkey. Donkeys live a long time. When was the last time you saw a dead donkey, eh? And this is what I can tell you. The sheep, ignore them. That's what I do for the most part. Or failing that, roast them. Because whatever you do, they'll never give you a fair suck of the salve. They're born bleating and dropping ass raisins from day one. The sooner you realise it, the better. As for the cunny-cunny, they aren't much better. Ever since we started reimbursing them for historic land acquisitions, they had trotters out and snouts in your trough. As much as Davy gets on your wick, he sees it. And his little principles project provides you a modicum of cover from the sheep. So I'd use that, mate. And as for the free rangers, they're mad and dangerous. They're the masters of manipulation. Their linguistic gymnastics hide their duplicitous deceptions. They want all of us to have nothing and to be happy. Don't give them an inch, Oinky. Stop with all this climate airy fairy nonsense. Concentrate on what you're good at, selling Kiwi Farm to the world."
Oinky looked up at the old donkey with a misting of tears in his eyes.
"No more feeling sorry for yourself. Get packed and get out there. You've got things covered. The farm will be here when you get back."
And with that, the old donkey turned tail and clopped out of the room. Oinky heaved a great sigh and started packing his bags, because he knew he was right. It was time to give this pork the chop and get out of there and make some bacon. Tune in next week to Kiwi Farm for the latest developments exclusively here with Counterculture on Reality Check Radio.
The RCR shop has great gift ideas, from great-looking tees, hoodies, caps, tote bags, bumper stickers and more. The RCR shop is now open at www.realitycheck.radio/shop.